dice are loaded, everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and the long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do.
Alrighty, good evening, everybody. Hello, it's the Fakeologist here. How you doing? Welcome to AllShotsClot.com. AllShotsClot.com. This is our weekly call-in show, where if you call in, I'll take your call and talk about your vaccine injury story or anything you know about the vaccine. I'll take other calls too relating to the clot shot. Nothing this week has changed my mind on that. As a matter of fact, it just gets more and more solidified. It's not my favorite subject in the world to talk about, but on the other hand, I think it's important to give people an outlet that buy into my way of looking at things, that the whole medical mafia has been pushing this lipid nanoparticle, mRNA, whatever nonsense they want to call it. It's just a toxic carrier vehicle to put whatever protein strand they have dreamed up. Nothing really awesome about it. Nothing really amazing about it. And that's what we're going to do tonight. So there are a few people listening now on FakoTube, FakoTube.com. That's our video platform that's crowdsourced. You help keep it up, because I don't think there'll be any video platform safe for the kind of broadcast that I like to talk about. And so it's crowdsourced at Fakeologist.com/donate. We're also streaming on YouTube, DLive, Twitter, and Odyssey. I still don't think anyone uses Odyssey. I kind of backed away from Odyssey because now I'm on BitChute. You can't stream on BitChute, obviously. I think one day you might be able to, but right now we don't. So if you have anything to contribute, please call in and give us a whirl. Now, today was eclipse day in North America, so I may go slightly off topic and talk about, I videoed the eclipse. It was pretty exciting, only that it hardly ever happens, but it happened this week, it happened today, not this week, and we probably, I don't know when the next total eclipse will be. It was a total eclipse, 99.9. like the radio station here in Toronto. If you went a little farther south, you would have been right in the zone of totality, whatever nonsense they call it, 100%. But Toronto was close enough. And it was cloudy most of the day, but I did manage to video through some cracks in the clouds, even as planes were flying by. And no chemtrails. The only real thing that poisons people are direct injections of aluminum salts. If someone's dropping aluminum from the sky, I doubt that it, even if they were doing it, I really don't think it would have a hell of an influence on you. It's the stuff that goes right into your bloodstream. That stuff is no good. Why the hell would they bother dropping it out of a plane? Makes no sense to me. So we had that little chat in the last week. It always flares up, of course. It always flares up here and there. People get onto their chemtrails. This is not a chemtrail site. There are many other sites that like to discuss it, but not here. We talk about real toxins that really cause real damage. And that's why people should call in. Now, I know we don't always get anyone calling in. That's fine. But that's when we talk about other stuff related to the vaccines, because there's plenty of stuff, plenty of videos, plenty of content. And don't forget, if you want to get on the notification list, you just send me an email at ima@fakeologist.com. And by the way, make sure you send me a secure email. Just go to fakeologist.com/PGP. I'll type it in here now so you can see. Go to fakeologist. Oh, sorry, that's the wrong one. That is the wrong one. I have to bring up the right page here. Uno momento. Okay. So here we go. We're going to type in. We'll go to our Yandex browser, fakeologist.com/PGP. So let's see if we can share this puppy. Here we go. And this shows you my PGP key. It's right here. You just click on this. There's my key. And there you go. So you can send me a secure email. So fakeologist.com/PGP. Send me an email and I will put you on the notification list. Otherwise, go to Fakotube, fakotube.com over here. And just sign up and then subscribe to the Fakeologist video channel. There's only one or two channels here. Otherwise, send me a text message at 810-666-1984 or 902-400-1984. And you'll get a notification when the show's on. Now, if you want to join in on tonight's show and talk about vaccines and vaccine injury, fake11.com/restream. That will bring you into the studio. Otherwise, call in. And hello to Skyfish. Skyfish is the only one in the chat. You guys can all say hi in the chat if you want, whether it be in the FakoTube chat or the other YouTube chat. I don't think anyone's ever said hi from the Twitter chat, so I guess people just listen. And you can also hit me up on the Discord, fake11.com/Discord, and you can phone me and you can also phone me on Skype. Come on over to Skype. Does anyone still use Skype? I don't think so. Too many other alternatives. Now it looks like we have 10 live listeners. Sorry. Looks like we have a whopping 3 live listeners on the audio. fake11.com/stream1. Okay, so I've notified everyone, and our blog here is called allshotsclot.com. That's where we post all our material on the vaccines. We'll go over here to allshotsclot.com, if I can find it here. I guess I haven't added it yet. Where is it here? This is our main page, fakeologist.com. Oops. This is our main page here, fakeologist.com. And you can see All Shots Clot is right here. So you just click on this, and it will bring up this. I keep changing the layout of All Shots Clot. As you can see, here's today's show. And if you want to leave a comment, then you can just click here and leave a comment. And it should show up live. Okay, I'm going to play the solar eclipse video first because I filmed this myself. It's real. It did happen. And it's pretty cool.
All right, we're getting the eclipse here. Oh, this is...
I don't think I had a good microphone, so I'll just boost it up.
So cool. We're getting a view of the eclipse. Oh, this is so cool. This is really, really cool. We got.
Yeah, though my commentary is inane because I was pretty impressed that it was actually, I was actually able to see it. So don't mind the inane banter.
A little inane bit banter. Of a peek. Look at that sun. Can I zoom in anymore? Oh, neat.
By the way, the noise is a very large truck engine beside me.
Oh, it's really hard to hold the camera. Wow. That is so cool. Look how fast it's moving away. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
The plane landed over my head at the Toronto airport.
Wow. I'm having a good time here. Look at that eclipse move. It is April the 8th, year of our Lord, 2024. It's 3:22. Look at it move away so fast. Isn't that amazing? I'm not looking at it. I'm looking at it through my phone. That is so cool.
It's kind of funny. It looked like it moved away, and then it moved back. It was. I wasn't quite sure.
Look at these clouds. These evil clouds ready to ruin my view. Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart right now. Well, at least they got to pull over and pull off and get a view. So cool. So cool. Total Eclipse of the Heart. Du-du-du-du-du-du. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. It really went dark real fast. Oh, look, there's an airplane. Nah, I lost it. Where'd the eclipse go? There it is. Sorry. I'm not drunk, honestly. Wow, that's so cool. Total eclipse. We're in Toronto. It's supposed to be 99.99, but we're already past the time when it's totally occluded. It is pretty damn neat. The black sun. Wow. It sure is cool that nature gave us a break in the clouds. So we can look at this. Sorry for the inane commentary, but that's just my nature. Anyway, that's a pretty good view. I'm pretty impressed. You gotta wait till what, 2040? You gotta wait a long time in North America to see this again. And there goes the clouds blocking the sun and the moon. Come back at you.
Yeah, three planes landed. Wow. So the planes land every minute at Toronto's airport. There you go. So, all right. So there's a little bit of fun. Solar eclipse. That's a real video. And I took it and it did get pretty dark. Pretty damn dark. All the street lights came on. Everyone's car lights came on automatically. So it was a pretty good time. So highly, highly exciting. It doesn't happen enough. And, we, of course, an hour later, the sky's completely cleared, but that's April for you. Nothing else. It's just April. April is a cloudy, rainy month. April showers. I'm sure you've heard the term. So let's go back to allshotsclot.com. That's my blog. And here's a pretty good video. I'm just going to play a couple videos tonight. I don't know how many I have here because they don't really show up very well on the main page at FakoTube or at All Shots Clot. But watch this one.
And let me... something every one of us should want to know, no matter where we stand on the vaccine debate. Shockingly, our national health agencies have never tried to find out. Sure, we all know that vaccines trigger our immune systems to produce antibodies and suppress symptoms of short-term, often mild diseases, and they may or may not prevent infection or transmission of illness to others. But
yeah, see, this guy isn't quite right. I don't mind playing this because this guy isn't quite on. He's not on board with the idea that contagion is a myth. He's not really on board with that, but at least he's questioning vaccines. This is an actual doctor, I think, that is allowed to still practice. So if he said those other heretical things, there's no way he'd be a doctor. I think he's Dr. Hank, MD, I think.
Do they make us healthier in the long run? That's the question three groundbreaking studies published in 2020 set out to answer. Each team, independently and using three different methods, identified and measured the real risks of vaccines by comparing the overall health of vaccinated and unvaccinated populations. And the results were jaw-dropping. All three teams knew the only way to determine whether vaccines make us healthier was to study the differences in overall health between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Research the government admits it's never done. The facts are clear. The overwhelming majority of Americans, some 329 million, are vaccinated. And we hear their stories every day on TV.
That doesn't include the illegals, by the way.
Our doctors.
Or newcomers.
And from our tribes. We see their stories reflected in our national health statistics, with their disturbing upward trends in chronic illness, autoimmune disease, and neurological and developmental disorders. But we never hear...
Diabetes is not an autoimmune disease. It's a poisoning disease. I know, I saw how they flashed that in there.
The story of that tiny 0.25% minority who've never been vaccinated.
What a number, eh? 0.25%. That's pretty damn small.
And we need to, because they're the only ones who can truly show us the answer to our question. Do vaccines make us healthier?
Now, the vaccinators always have a plausible deniability for every situation. They're just going to say that the 0.25% that won't take vaccines, they are benefiting from the rest of the herd. This is where they bring in the communitarian idea, where it's the others that are saving this guy's life, and he's just selfish. He's just a parasite off the herd. The whole idea of herd immunity is another hoax.
We need to hear them, because this small fraction of our society is often feared and, ironically, blamed for all the ills of the supposedly protected vaccinated masses. This minority is long overdue for a fair hearing of their side of the story, and as you'll see, the facts paint a compelling picture. The first study, by scientists Brian Hooker, PhD, and Neil Miller, analyzed health data from three U.S. medical practices. They compared the odds ratios for selected health outcomes in children born between 2005 and 2015. The study looked at the differences in rates of illness in those who were vaccinated during their first year of life and those who weren't. And they analyzed the medical records of 2,047 children ages 3 to 12. For all diagnoses with significant data, they found that children who were not vaccinated in that crucial first year had a much lower rate of illnesses than those who were. The team discovered that by age 5, children who'd been vaccinated in their first 12 months were twice as likely to have developmental delays, nearly 3 times as likely to have gastrointestinal disorders, 50% more likely to have ear infections, and 273% more likely to have asthma than unvaccinated children in that same age group. This study was meticulously constructed and peer-reviewed, and the results are significant. Still, the authors prudently note that further study is necessary to understand the full spectrum of health effects associated with childhood vaccination. Indeed, science never rests, and it's certainly never settled, so we continue to seek further enlightenment and, ideally, corroboration. The second peer-reviewed study by scientist James Lyons Weiler, PhD, and pediatrician Paul Thomas, MD, took a different approach to the subject. This study compared the number of office visits in the vaccinated and unvaccinated children.
This is Paul Thomas. He is fantastic. If you haven't heard of him, go look him up. Dr. Paul Thomas, he does a podcast called With the Wind. Pretty good. I listen to it occasionally, although I'm burned out on vaccines, but it's still worth a listen.
Like the previous study, this one also found that for every track diagnosis, the vaccinated children experienced far more illness and dysfunction than the vaccine-free. In the report's charts, the vertical scale on the left represents the number of office visits for the diagnosis. The horizontal scale at the bottom represents the number of days of life for the children, shown in 500-day increments. A second scale shows age in years. For example, the rate of office visits for asthma was roughly the same in both groups for the first year of life. But while the vaccine-free children showed very little increase in office visits throughout the next 8 years, the vaccinated children continued to require increasing number of asthma-related exams and treatments. Following similar patterns, other autoimmune issues like allergic rhinitis or hay fever, eczema, dermatitis, and urticaria required far more office visits for the vaccinated children.
I have asthma and a little bit of eczema, but not the other two. But definitely there, they blame the cats and dogs. So it's actually the vaccines. Anyone who wants to wonder why you can't breathe sometimes, it's not the animals.
Respiratory infections and breathing issues all prompted significantly more office visits for the vaccinated. Now keep in mind that many of the respiratory and other infections that affected both groups of children would include infections that vaccinated groups theoretically should have been protected from. Ear and eye issues were also far more common in the vaccinated, and anemia-related visits spiked in the vaccinated children at 9 months of age when routine screenings are conducted. Visits for behavioral issues climbed steadily from birth, and ADHD visits revealed dramatic differences between the two groups. Since ADHD is rarely diagnosed in very young children, it prompted few visits in the first 4 years. However, at about age four, ADHD began to surge in the vaccinated group and continued to increase through the end of the study. By comparison, the vaccine-free children, surprisingly, had no ADHD. Perhaps most telling, the research team was unable to chart autism rates at all because they were so low among Dr. Thomas's patients. In fact, his practice had less than half the national rate of autism. Now keep in mind that Dr. Thomas's practice honors the principle of informed consent. As a result of the parents' informed and free choice, few, if any, of his patients are fully vaccinated precisely according to the CDC schedule. If a child has a negative reaction to a vaccine, or if there's a family history of reactions, sensitivities, or genetic predispositions, parents often elect to skip certain vaccines or all vaccines entirely. These policies suggest that the differences between the...
Paul Thomas was very gracious with his patients. He never coerced them. He gave them all the info. He really appeared to sound quite neutral on it. He let them make their own decision. Nevertheless, he was still kicked out of the medical industry, and he had to sell his practice. But luckily, he was kind of ready to retire, but that was in and around the COVID's time, so he's not an active licensed doctor anymore. So now he's free to speak his mind. Isn't that amazing, huh? Now he can do whatever he wants. He can actually speak freely. What a coercive society we live in.
Two groups might even be more pronounced if a never vaccinated group were compared to children who were fully vaccinated according to the CDC schedule. Given the family influences on children, Dr. Thomas acknowledges that lifestyle differences between the vaccinated and unvaccinated groups in this practice cannot explain the large difference in outcomes. And if they do, then it would be objective to conclude that everyone should adopt the lifestyle followed by the unvaccinated if they want healthier children. The third study was a national health survey that focused on the medical diagnoses of never vaccinated people of all ages. Now, the control group's team set out to actually measure the frequency of illness, or lack thereof, by conducting health surveys of 1,482 never-vaccinated adults and children. It was an exceptionally reliable, statistically powerful 0.178% sampling of the estimated 832,000 vaccine-free Americans. And then, they compared the incidence of health outcomes in the vaccine-free control subjects against those of the vaccinated majority based on publicly available national health statistics. And just like the previous two studies, The control group survey found that those who live vaccine-free lives were far healthier overall. The charts based on their results tell a shocking tale that cannot be explained by mere coincidence. Let's start with the big picture. The first overall chart shows that, as of 2010, at least 27% of America's vaccinated children had chronic health conditions. Now that's 10 to 20 million kids and families dealing every day with issues like allergies, asthma, rashes, ADHD, autism, epilepsy, cerebral palsy, cystic fibrosis, diabetes, or even cancer. And sadly, the rate of chronic illness today is more than 50% in children. And for adults, it's even higher. Vaccinated children are over 3.5 times more likely to have at least one chronic illness, and they're 5.7 times more likely to have multiple chronic illnesses. That represents more family disruption, more medication and doctor visits, more expenses, and more risk from complications of infectious diseases like COVID-19. For our adult population, with their cumulative exposure to vaccinations over a lifetime, the situation is even more disturbing. National statistics show that vaccinated adults are 9.5 times more likely to have chronic conditions, including asthma and arthritis, plus some of the leading causes of death, such as diabetes, heart disease, respiratory illness, and cancer. These adults are 43 times more likely to have two chronic conditions, and 12% of them have five chronic illnesses. These are the people who we've heard about on the news who are at an increased risk of hospitalization and death from infectious diseases like COVID-19. Yet none among the vaccine-free population fall into this highest risk category. Let's take a closer look at how these general health issues manifest in specific illnesses. As you can see, vaccinated children are many times more likely to suffer from asthma, eczema, food allergies, ear fluid, and strabismus, or eye alignment issues. Vaccinated populations also have far...
The eye alignment issue we talked about with Forrest Moretti, his video last week.
...more developmental and neurological issues, learning disabilities, speech disorders, epilepsy, autism, and ADHD. For example, ADHD is 19 times more common in vaccinated children. Significantly, no vaccine-free babies in surveyed families had died from sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS, and no vaccine-free children had cancer. Vaccinated people in general had 44 times more digestive disorders and a whopping 207 times more chronic sinusitis, or sinus infections. Perhaps most astounding is the range of illnesses the vaccine-free subjects just didn't have. The vaccine-free had no adult ADHD or asthma, no arthritis, no diabetes, no heart disease, and no cancer. To bring this message home, the control group statistical analysis of national health data shows a very high correlation between the increases in vaccination since 1994 and increases in children's health problems. In fact, expert statistician Jan Willem Vandenberg has concluded that the survey results are staggering, and the evidence presents a probability near 100% that vaccines are indeed responsible for the increases in chronic illness among vaccinated children compared to those who've never received any kind of vaccine product. These are not coincidences, and that's why, beginning in 2021, the control group is taking their case to federal court to seek legal protections for the vaccine-free minority, as well as for those who would prefer not to vaccinate. Their primary goal is to bring their striking litigation survey results to the public and to our authorities to stop the misleading and dangerous practice of calling vaccines safe and to ensure that all vaccination is voluntary, especially given that the government cannot quantifiably prove the benefits of vaccines outweigh the risks. Look, any study can and should be challenged, and that's what real science is all about. And while we may be inclined to take one, perhaps even two studies with a grain of salt, when three independent investigations approaching the same question from three different perspectives using different subjects all tell the same story, well, It's worth taking a closer look and conducting well-funded and comprehensive studies. But 2020 wasn't the first time a study looked at vaccinated and unvaccinated health outcomes. The 2017 Mawson survey of nearly 670 homeschooled children revealed the same pattern of increased illness and dysfunction in the vaccinated children versus the unvaccinated. How long will we continue to ignore the elephant in the room before we demand that our public health agencies officially compare overall health outcomes in vaccinated and unvaccinated people, as these independent research teams have done? And when will we overhaul our public health policies accordingly to stop the epidemic of chronic illness and disability that's decimating our population and eroding our nation's productivity? So, what does all this data mean? At its simplest, it suggests that vaccines actually lead to sicker lives overall. In fact, it's the unvaccinated people whose lives are typically blessed with superb health and few doctor visits. I mean, think about that for a moment. Then ask yourself, which life do I want to live? Which life do I want for my family? To learn more, see the links below.
Yeah, that was good. Well done. That was really good. Who did the Eric Nicolaisen? Okay, interesting. So there you go. That is a pretty good video. InformedConsentExpress.com. Let's take a look at that, actually. Informed Express. Hold on a sec. I forget already. Informed. Hold on a sec. I'll find it. Okay, if you go click, this is how you do it. If you click on this link here at the top, that'll bring you to FACOTUBE. And on FACOTUBE, you can give it a thumbs up or down. And then click on the source, so it's Rumble. This guy has hardly any followers. Isn't it amazing? And I actually left a comment here, and I don't even see the damn thing. Oh, here it is. I did leave a comment. There it is. 300, and so this thing has only got, how many views? Okay, 17,000 views. That's not too bad. But he put that up 8 months ago, so actually that's pretty bad. So let's see where the, if there's any links. So he says there's links below. Okay, I don't see that. So he didn't leave any links. Dr. Hank MD. So this is another one of his videos here. And I think it's the same question. So really, he's getting no traction. Interesting. So let me just finish up and try and remember that link. So let's go to my previous video. Okay, let's go over here.
Here.
Let's find that. Let's find it here. Find the website. Take a look. InformedConsentExpress.com. That's, you know, these people that make websites, you don't have to make them that long. InformedConsentExpress.com. Okay. InformedConsentExpress.com. Okay. So there you go. Pretty interesting. And it's got a blog. They got a blog. And doesn't look like they've really done much on this website. But here are the here are the newborn shots that most people don't maybe aren't aware of. The first one's the vitamin K shot. What's that about? Allegedly needed to prevent baby bleeding to death. Bleeding complications are rare, 1 in 16,000. Shots, black box warnings include death, contains brain toxic aluminum, Vitamin K drops for first 3 months can be as protective as birth shot. Okay, that's interesting. And the other one you get is this hepatitis B shot. Allegedly needed to prevent hepatitis B. Only babies of infected moms need it. Contains brain toxic aluminum. And this gives you a few tips. What do you do before you give birth? Plan ahead. Tell doctor you plan to decline shots. Give hospital a signed document waiver stating your intention to decline the shots. Bring vitamin K drops for birth dose if desired. Have an advocate with you, a partner, parent, midwife, doula, etc. In the event of medical bullying or tyranny. Oops, I just missed John the beggar's call. Sorry, John, call back again. In the event of medical bullying or tyranny, keep baby with you at all times. Ignore exaggerated risks of shot refusal.
Hold time, 3 minutes, 48 seconds.
Hey, John, sorry to keep you holding there. Oh, he hung up. Ignore exaggerated risks of shot refusal. Demand informed consent for any treatments suggested. Don't sign anything you disagree with. Ask permission to video talks with video doctor nurse about your choices. If they refuse or threaten you, beware. If pressured, request ethics counsel. And fire caregivers that refuse to honor your decisions or leave. So that's pretty interesting. The vitamin K shot is given to newborns because they are born with a vitamin K deficiency, so their blood may have some trouble clotting. This isn't typically a problem unless the baby suffers some physical trauma in the first 2 weeks of life that cause a bleed, internal or external. The problem with the vitamin K shot is that it contains ingredients and contaminants, including aluminum, that can be harmful to the newborn. That's why it has a black box warning in the product insert that says the shot can have severe reactions, including fatalities. In other words, death. Wow, take a look at this. That's pretty harsh here. Very interesting. So I'll put a link to this. That's pretty good. informedconsentexpress.com. So I'll put a link to this. And I'll post this at allshotsclot.com. You can have a look at that. Yeah, John, call back if you want. Sorry, I forgot the hold. The hold music will hold your call. It doesn't actually require you to call back. I misspoke. Okay, let's play another video. I got so many videos here. I should just try and stay on track here. Let's go back to the blog, allshotsclot.com. I hope you liked that video. I sure liked it. Okay, what's this one? Vax works as intended. Oh, this is pretty good. This is my friend Marcus Raybach, who's an Australian living in Stone.
How do you know an injection designed to cripple and murder children, women, old people, and men?
Sorry, he uses text-to-speech, so it might not sound that great, but I'll play a bit.
Is working. Well, it cripples and kills those injected. Effective indeed. And safe for those carrying out the genocide. So, yes, safe and effective. For those with eyes to see. The undeniable, objective, proof that your government lied to you about their alleged pandemic and COVID. And continue lying to you. And cannot be trusted. And should be placed on trial for their ongoing crimes against humanity. There was not a single death from the time they declared a pandemic that is not simply and honestly explained by the usual causes, before people lined up to be vaxxed. Excess mortality, deaths above that to be expected given the long-term pattern of mortality, did not occur during the first year or so during which the authorities and mass media were reporting that people were dying from COVID. To repeat, there was no excess mortality to indicate anything unusual was going on at all. The authorities simply called any death from any cause a COVID death. Given the lack of excess mortality, you would have to believe that people stopped dying from every other cause, and instead died from their imaginary COVID, to believe the official COVID pandemic narrative. In fact, the official models even admitted that people who are at threat of dying from COVID would have died anyway, within a month or so, of their existing conditions, or simply old age. So even officially, people were sacrificing all their human rights and access to health care and treatment for their real health problems.
Okay, so that's a good one from Marcus. The guy's really smart, actually. I really enjoy his stuff. So what else we got here? Here's another one that I post, another video. This is called Left to Rot. So this is pretty good.
Why have I had to set up a support group in Scotland to look after the people that have been affected by that?
I think this is a staged event. I don't think anyone would be able to speak out directly like this in these so-called town hall meetings. But however, I think it gets the point across for the most part.
COVID-19 vaccine. Why are the people who are in charge, who told us all to do the right thing, have left us all to rot?
So this guy just posted a bunch of social media posts and put some dark music into it. Called this video Left to Rot. And this is a thread where they're talking about tinnitus, which is cranial nerve damage to the ear, inner ear, where you have crazy pressure to the inner ear, which causes a high-pitched screech in your ear, tinnitus. Yeah, Skyfish, pretty good music. Metallic screeching all day long, all week long. We call it dysautonomia. Imagine having a ring in your ears all year after year, day after day. You're crazy. So this is what he's highlighting here. Random muscle twitching. This guy has muscular atrophy, wasting. All over his calf, his glutes, his feet, hands, and face. Wow. Looking for advice. This is on Instagram, I suppose. Yeah, so lots of crazy stories. This is more of a visual video, so I'll pause on that so you can look at that. These are all on allshotsclot.com. And what else? Another book. A book. Let's take a look. It's at humanly.com. And he's asking the question about contagion. The idea that the common cold and influenza are spread via coughing, sneezing, and physical contact has been firmly implanted in our minds since childhood. However, the results of human experiments cast doubt on this story. Researchers have failed to consistently demonstrate contagion by exposing healthy people directly to sick people or their bodily fluids. These findings suggest that our understanding of infectious disease is incomplete and challenges the long-held belief that a cold or flu can be caught. You just click on here, and this is his website. Can you catch a cold? And so he has a book here. And actually, it's Daniel Reuters. And let me just take a look at this video real quick. Let's see what he's got here. I don't know if I can save this thing. I don't know why.
Welcome along, everybody. I've just seen Sam and Mark Bailey come into the room, and I'm blushing. So I'm so grateful to have Sam and Mark here, and everyone else that's made the effort to come along tonight and talk about my new book that I've been working so hard on over the last several years. And yeah, we've got a really good turnout. So I'm really excited to talk to you about the book, and hopefully we can get a bit of discussion going on.
So these are the guys that I follow,
community in here,
the Baileys, Roman,
we'll take some questions about the book.
Bistrani,
and hopefully Sam and Mark, you'll be happy to maybe field a question or two as well, if you're happy to do that.
Yeah, absolutely, Daniel. I mean, as you know, you got us involved with this book a long time ago, actually.
I don't know why these people that do shows so every day
back that I've actually forgotten parts of it, so we might have to have a refresher. But I think it's been about 2 or 3 months since Sam and I maybe read the manuscript, and we noted there's been a couple of changes since then. I think it's got even better. So yeah, it's such a, it's a great book.
Yeah, it has gotten better. The copy that I sent you guys to proofread and edit for me, it's developed so much since then. It's almost a completely different book. And I think I was saying to you, Sam, and Mark, on the podcast that I did when we were talking about the final pandemic, your new book, and maybe we can talk a little bit about that tonight as well, is that I had someone very special to me help me basically edit this book, and they did a wonderful job, and I'm forever indebted to them. I won't mention who they are because they wish to remain anonymous for various reasons, but they put an incredible amount of work into this book. And we rewrote the book after we sent it to Mark and Sam, with Sam in mind of narrating the audiobook, because you graciously mentioned that you were interested in narrating that. And when I heard that you were keen on that, I was really humbled that you would offer. So maybe that will be something that we can look at doing down the track. But yeah, it's definitely it's undergone a bit of a facelift since then, with obviously that in mind. And also because it was it needed a little bit of streamlining, I think. And yeah, the person who helped me edit it was certainly the right person for the job in that regard. And I think it reads a lot better now, and it flows a lot better as well. So yeah.
I was really humbled, Dan, when you said that you changed it for me. I was like, oh no, I don't want it too much because it's already so awesome. But thank you. I can't wait to start recording it.
Yeah, I think that's going to be great. And I've already had people asking if there's going to be an audiobook version and an ebook version. And yes, both of those things are definitely coming. I wanted to release the paperback and the hardcover first for a number of reasons.
Okay, so that's enough of that. So that's interesting. That's more confirmation of my idea that contagion is a myth. You can't catch a virus.com. That's a central issue of the COVID thing. And vax works as intended. Okay, I already played that one. I've got I'm gonna close out the show with a Kill Bill, another Bill Gates video, just to make people more annoyed. I didn't put it on this sublog, allshotsclot.com, but it's on my main blog, fakeologist.com, I think. So actually, we'll go back over to FakoTube. It's over there. So go to FakoTube.com and take a peek here. And this is another really good video for 4 minutes. And take a peek at this. Okay, sorry, John, I didn't get your phone call tonight. And looks like no vaccine damage stories for tonight. We'll keep this going for a few more weeks and see if we get any more interest. It's too bad the Facebook page wasn't up, because I think most of the people that are out there are on Facebook, the ladies of Facebook. So maybe we'll, if we could get anyone on Facebook to post the phone numbers for next week, we'll do the show again next Monday. And we'll just keep it going for a while and see if we get any interest. Otherwise, we'll just move on and just take random calls as they come in on the Fakeologist show. So we had quite a few people on Twitter, YouTube, and DLive tonight. And I'll just keep playing my favorite vaccine damage. Actually, you know what? I think I had a couple feedbacks. I should go to a couple of emails I got from the show here. Here's one from Software. I don't know what the person's real name is. Enjoying the ASC show, and I think Dr. McHonk Honk is pretty funny. Just looks a bit creepy at first. Okay, that was the clown and the monkey. I like that the show has an important purpose. One more personal story from me. Okay, this person's left me a story before. This is from February, so sorry about that, guy. I'm a little slow on that. A former colleague, must be aged late 40s, posted on social media that he had a major medical emergency, yes, that phrase, and is now available for freelance work after recovering. He had a high-powered job before, so sounds like a major lifestyle shift. Okay. I guess you saw the sports people stories in my previous email, whatever that the truth is. They've either disappeared from public or are no longer competing or genuinely had time off. Okay, so they're just talking about all the athletes. All that's kind of died down, hasn't it? That's for sure. Okay, so those are a couple. That didn't really get a whole lot there. And so thank you for writing in to tim@allshotsclot.com or anything at allshotsclot.com. I'll get it. All right, we'll close out with this Kill Bill video. Bill has definitely been very quiet over the last 6 months, I would say. Either that or I'm not looking for him. So I personally don't think they're going to try this again anytime soon, but I could be wrong. But anyway, I'll put a link to this Kill Bill. I don't even like the idea of Kill Bill, but you can just watch this demon in action. It's with this pretty good mashup. And we'll play it now.
Is the world's largest private philanthropy causing harm? The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has made millions of dollars each year from companies blamed for many of the same social and health problems the foundation seeks to address. The Gates Foundation has investments in 69 of the worst polluting companies in the U.S. and Canada. Other companies in the foundation's portfolio have been accused of transgressions, including forcing thousands of people to lose their homes, supporting child labor, defrauding and neglecting patients in need of medical care. The Gates Foundation has not provided details.
But let's take a look. But let's take a look. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. First, we've got population. Now, we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services. We could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. We've never created a new vaccine in less than 5 years. The most urgent invention in the world right now is a vaccine that prevents you from getting COVID-19.
But you don't have a choice. People act like you have a choice.
We're taking things that are, you know, genetically modified organisms, and we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein.
So this is urgent, and it's going to require incredible collaboration. It's going to have to go to 7 billion people.
But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
Justice Department has charged Microsoft with engaging in anti-competitive and exclusionary practices designed to maintain its monopoly in personal computer operating systems.
You had a number of meetings with Jeffrey Epstein, who, when you met him 10 years ago, he was convicted of soliciting prostitution from minors. What did you know about him when you were meeting with him? As you've said yourself, it was reported that you continued to meet with him over several years, and that, in other words, a number of meetings. What did you do when you found out about his background?
You know, you don't get to say, ignore what's going on here. Normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population. This won't be the last pandemic that we face. So we, you know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is, will get attention this time. Global GDP is going to take, you know, probably the biggest hit ever.
The economy is not going to be anything like it was. It's going to take a long time to recover. It's going to be.